Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Encinitas. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Tuesday, September 10th. You'll be interested to know. 416 years ago, today in 1608, John Smith became president of the Jamestown Colony, the first permanent English settlement in North America. Having survived capture by Indians through the efforts of Pocahontas, a chief's daughter, Smith's leadership marked a significant event in early American colonial history. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Expect knee to thigh high swell on Tuesday, with glassy conditions in the morning and winds less than 5 miles per hour, turning semi-choppy in the afternoon due to winds increasing to 10 to 15 miles per hour. On Wednesday, conditions will be semi-glassy in the morning, becoming bumpy in the afternoon. Thursday and Friday will feature waist-high swell with light sideshore texture in the mornings and bumpy conditions in the afternoons. Tuesday in Encinitas and North County. It's looking clean to fair in the morning until 10 at 2 feet. Then it gets a little choppy midday and might remain that way for your sunset session. Best time to ride is at 6 a.m. with the 3-foot incoming mid-tide, when the west-northwest swell is 3 feet at 6 seconds and the onshore wind is 2 mile per hour. The first low tide Tuesday will be 1.5 foot at 11 a.m. with a 4.5 foot high tide just before 3:30. The nearshore buoy at Beacons reads 75 degrees for the water temperature. This morning it's sunny and feels like 69 degrees with 8 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 7 and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:30. It looks like we're in for a sunny Tuesday with temperatures reaching near 75 and a gentle southwest breeze. Tonight, expect some patchy fog late, turning mostly cloudy with a low of 67 and light winds. Looking ahead in the weather, expect mostly sunny skies on Wednesday with a high near 69 degrees and a light west wind. Nights will be mostly cloudy with lows around 64 to 65 degrees. Partly sunny conditions will continue through Friday and Saturday with highs near 68 to 69 degrees and mostly cloudy nights ahead. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, a new 3-flight beach staircase has opened near Sunset Cliffs in San Diego, costing nearly $4 million. This project comes after nearly a decade of dealing with the aftermath of powerful winter storms that damaged the original staircase, built in the 1940s. San Diego city official Tyler Becker stated that the new staircase is constructed from high-strength concrete and features advanced materials for greater durability. Although the Ocean Beach pier replacement is projected to cost about $180 million, $8 million in state funding has been allocated for the staircase project. Now on to sports. On Monday Night Football, the San Francisco 49ers spoiled Aaron Rodgers' much-anticipated return, defeating the New York Jets 32-19 at Levi's Stadium. Jordan Mason delivered a crucial rushing touchdown, extending the 49ers' lead. Brock Purdy threw for 285 yards with zero turnovers, while Rodgers posted 191 yards with one touchdown, but couldn't outmatch San Francisco's offensive firepower. Jake Moody kicked 4 field goals to secure the win for the 49ers. Despite Rodgers' best efforts, including a late touchdown pass to Alan Lazard, the Jets couldn't catch up. Meanwhile, in Green Bay, the Packers are not placing Jordan Love on injured reserve, even after he suffered a sprained MCL late in their Week 1 loss to the Eagles. The Packers expect a faster recovery for Love, but in the meantime, newly acquired Malik Willis will step in as the starting quarterback. Green Bay traded a 7th-round pick to the Titans for Willis, who played sparingly last season. This Sunday, Willis will lead the Packers at Lambeau Field against the Indianapolis Colts, just 20 days after joining the team. Packers head coach Matt LaFleur confirmed the decision, stating, "If Jordan's not cleared, then we'll start Malik, and Sean Clifford will be the backup." Willis, who started 3 games for Tennessee last year, will have his hands full against the Colts' defense. In local sports, Jim Harbaugh made a triumphant return to the NFL as head coach of the Chargers at SoFi Stadium, where his vision for a more physical team came to life. In the 4th quarter, Harbaugh sprinted onto the field to break up a melee between Chargers wide receiver Joshua Palmer and Raiders cornerback Jack Jones, leading to both players being ejected. Afterward, Justin Herbert praised Harbaugh's leadership, calling it a special day for the team. In baseball, the Padres hold an 81-64 record, leading the National League wildcard race by 1.5 games over the Diamondbacks. They play the Mariners tonight at T-Mobile Park, with Yu Darvish pitching for San Diego with a 3.51 ERA. George Kirby, holding a 3.61 ERA, will be on the mound for Seattle. Both teams are in a tight battle for playoff spots as the season heads into its final stretch, making tonight's matchup crucial for both clubs. In top news, Apple has unveiled its latest innovations, featuring AI-enhanced iPhones and AirPods that can function as hearing aids. During a recent event in Cupertino, California, Apple introduced the iPhone 16 and 16 Pro models, equipped with faster processors and new features designed to utilize Apple intelligence. The company also showcased updated Apple Watches, now offering sleep apnea detection, and AirPods Pro that will soon include hearing health tools, pending Food and Drug Administration approval. The new AirPods lineup includes entry-level models and versions with active noise cancellation, both transitioning to USB-C charging. In business news, the ongoing dispute between Disney and DirecTV is now in its 2nd week, frustrating millions of customers. DirecTV has filed a complaint with the Federal Communications Commission, claiming that Disney has not negotiated in good faith. With the blackout stretching into its 9th day, fans risk missing the highly anticipated Monday Night Football matchup between the San Francisco 49ers and New York Jets. DirecTV alleges that Disney's bundling requirements are unlawful. As the dispute continues, viewers are also missing local programming, including Good Morning America and Jeopardy! DirecTV has offered $30 credits to customers, but many remain dissatisfied. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just under $56,900. Ethereum is just over $2,300. And Solana is $133. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. A technological revolution is reshaping the ancient tradition of sugar making, which has significant implications for local economies and ecosystems threatened by climate change. Aaron Whiteman, who began his journey in a sugar house in western New York, now oversees an experimental forest at Cornell University. With modern equipment, the Arnott Maple Lab produces 400 gallons of syrup daily, a feat unimaginable two decades ago. Despite advancements, climate change poses challenges, prompting Whiteman to establish the Cornell Maple Climate Network. This initiative aims to gather data to help producers adapt, ensuring the future of maple syrup remains bright and sustainable. And in entertainment news, Beetlejuice Beetlejuice has scored the second highest opening ever for September, raking in $110 million over the weekend. This marks a significant jump from the original film's opening of $8 million in 1988. The only film to have a higher September debut is It, which grossed $123 million. Meanwhile, Deadpool and Wolverine has dropped to second place, earning $7 million, while Reagan remains in third with $5 million. It Ends With Us continues to perform well, now totaling $141 million domestically. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American author and illustrator, Dr. Seuss. And he said, "You have brains in your head. You have feet in your shoes. You can steer yourself in any direction you choose. You're on your own, and you know what you know. And you are the guy who'll decide where to go." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Encinitas.